Hey everyone, welcome in to a daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, Shad and I are chatting with Steve Benny. He is the publisher of the Silver Chartist Report. And as always, Steve has shared with us a handful of charts that will be posted below this interview for all of you to follow along. We're going to move through them one by one, so make sure that you are looking at some of these charts as Steve has outlined some of the key factors and also the direction that he sees some of these ratios and charts moving in. We're starting with a ratio here, and that is the gold to Dow ratio. Steve, you have outlined this general support line, uptrend line, and this U-shaped bottom, I guess we can call it. Again, this is the gold to Dow ratio. So when this chart is going higher, that means that gold is appreciating over the Dow. Steve, take us through what you're seeing here and why you think the gold price is going to start outperforming the Dow.
Well, thanks for having me on again, Corey. And as a lot of your guests have recently been pointing out, for the next upleg to begin in the metals, we're really probably going to need to see gold outperforming general equities. And by using a ratio chart, we can see that. And this ratio is approaching the apex of a long-term triangle pattern, which typically precedes a sharp move in one direction or the other. We've also got this bullish arc pattern forming. And for the last week and a half or so, gold has been outperforming stocks, which is an encouraging sign. Now, it's too early to say that we're going to, you know, resume this trend where the metals outperform stocks, but it's something to watch closely here, and we're at a key inflection point or approaching one, and this is a ratio we'll be watching closely.
Steve, one other quick point on this chart then is, look, the uptrend line has been tested a couple times just in the last few months. How devastating would it be if it were to break lower? Does that mean we're going back to some of those lows at the very start of that line?
Yeah, you don't want to see that uptrend line fail. That line has been intact for over 20 years now, going back to 1999. So you really want to see that support hold. If it were to fail, then you could see, you know, a sharp move in the opposite direction, which we don't want to see, where stocks continue to outperform the metals.
Now moving on to the next chart, which is still the gold Dow ratio, but it's a weekly chart. We're seeing long-term support down in this region that, well, unfortunately, we've been in really since July, let's call it. But we are seeing gold trying to break out. Still early on, take us through the importance of a breakout here, but then also balance it with just how steep this line is sloped downward. You have to think eventually it will break because, well, again, we're getting to kind of historic lows on this aspect.
Yeah, we sure are. This chart only goes back to the end of 2019, and we see a very clear downtrend line, and the ratio is trying to break out above that. In other words, gold is trying to break out against the stock market. In the last 2 weeks, it's an early encouraging sign if this trend can continue. Again, we're not ready to call a trend reversal here, but it's worthy of note. We're at a key inflection point right here.
Well, shifting over to the next chart you sent us, Steve, it's really on the platinum gold ratio. And I'm really glad that you're covering that this week, just because historically platinum traded at a premium to gold. So the fact that it's this beaten down, just looking at this chart, is kind of interesting that it's had a little bit of a compression triangle. You've got kind of a downward sloping downtrend and an upward sloping uptrend converging at an apex soon. What do you make of this platinum gold ratio?
Yeah, I've been tracking this ratio for a long time now, and platinum is historically undervalued relative to almost everything, all other metals, to include gold. And as you mentioned, you know, it's rare. This is an anomaly. I mean, where gold is trading at a premium to platinum, and you see this downtrend line that goes back to 2008, and it was just earlier in January of 2021 that ratio broke out. In other words, platinum started to outperform gold, and now we're pulling back in that ratio to a key support level. So all that to say, I think platinum is very likely to outperform gold when the bull market in the metals resumes, whenever that happens, although it is more speculative. But, you know, for me, I think platinum warrants a small portion of my portfolio and could be really exciting over the next few years.
How do you play platinum? Real quick, just to give everybody some insights on that.
Yeah, it's tough. So the easiest way for me is I accumulate a little bit of physical platinum each month. And as far as stocks, I just pick one or two, you know, larger cap names. I'm not really into the platinum explorers and developers. It is hard to find quality platinum mining stocks.
It is. It's just a generally smaller market. But hey, at least there are some ways to play it. But again, yeah, maybe not a sector to go all in on anyway, especially when you can spread it out to some of these other metals. Let's also talk about silver. We have a silver weekly chart right here going back to let's say, mid to late 2019, really outlines that support in around that 1970 down to about 1850 level, but also this more recent downtrend that silver has been in, and even more importantly, this test of the bottom of this downtrend. What's your takeaway from this, Steve? Just how much trouble could silver be in here?
Yeah, I mean, I mentioned the word key inflection point, or that phrase. I think that applies equally to silver. You can make a bull case here that perhaps we're trying to bottom, but there's also downside risk, of course, down to as low as 1850, I think. But the bull case here is last week we had a bullish hammer candle where we dropped below key support and then closed back within support. So some people will call that a false breakdown, which is typically bullish. So that's a bullish case. We're back above that key $22 level and holding there early this week. Now, the bearish case, I mean, we're in a downtrend since February of this year. And, you know, we've seen lower highs and lower lows for the majority of this year. So there's a very good, I don't want to say very good chance. There's an outside possibility that we pull back towards $18.50 to $19 silver. And if that happens, I think that could finally be a capitulative bottom. We're seeing the commitment of traders report improve. We're seeing sentiment finally start to get washed out to the levels that are consistent with major lows. But, you know, we're not quite there yet. All the indicators aren't perfectly lined up to say the bottom is confidently in. But I think we're getting close.
Yeah, Steve, we definitely would want to see, if it does get down there, want to see that $1,850 to $1,900 support range hold, which it probably would, because that is also mirrored up with the higher cost producers, what their cost of pulling an ounce of silver out of the ground costs on a AISC basis. So I would think there'd be a lot of buying there. But let's move over to one sector that has been rather peppy and could foreshadow where silver goes if we see a increase in the bull market in the precious metals, and that's the uranium sector. It's been the peppy member of the commodity sector lately, and you have sent over a chart of URNM, which is the Global Uranium Mining ETF. It shows the channel that it's been in between those two rising trend lines, and then it shows where it broke above previous resistance, which is at 71, up to that 98.49, and now it's had a pullback to it. What do you make of the chart? Do you think it'll stay in this channel? Do you think it's at risk of breaking down? Do you think it's going to the moon, like many comments on Twitter?
Well, I do think we're still in the relatively early innings of a uranium bull market. We're nowhere near the incentive price to bring that's going to be needed to bring on the supply to meet the growing demand from all these new reactors coming online. So I do think we've got a lot of upside to run. However, you know, we need to digest these recent gains, and we're seeing that. This consolidation is healthy. And what happened a few weeks ago, we got a major breakout above key resistance, and now we're simply backtesting that breakout level, which is very healthy. And this is often a statistically optimal place to start accumulating positions. Now, of course, that doesn't mean we can't go a little bit lower here, but I think we're well within a bull market here in the early innings as well.
So overall, then, just a more common back test from some of these breakout levels. You expecting a pop higher from this back test, or will this take some time to consolidate some of these recent gains simply because the price has moved so quickly, especially in a lot of these stocks?
I do. I think probably the most likely path forward is we continue to consolidate for another few weeks right up near current levels above immediate support. Now, of course, there's always the possibility we pull back further, but I think the most likely scenario is a little bit more consolidation right near current levels prior to a resumption of that uptrend.
Okay, Stephen, you also sent over an interesting chart on Uranium Royalty Corporation. That's UROY. And on this chart, it shows the clear, you know, massive gap as it broke higher to the 560 level. And then it's been cascading down back to that support, which is really where that gap breakout started. Is that similar, or is that a way we could view a lot of the different uranium stocks right now, is that they've had this big gap higher, they've cascaded back down in a pullback, but as they pull back to where they broke out from, do you see that as a potential launching point to move into the next leg higher?
I do. I think you described that perfectly. And the uranium royalty chart here describes, you know, it's similar to a lot of the stocks in the sector in that it had that high volume breakout. Now we're back testing the breakout level in bullish fashion. This is very healthy price action. And like I said, I think initial support here is very likely to hold. We'll probably carve out a base and prior to moving higher. And, you know, you can look at how far we've pulled back. We've retraced, you know, roughly half of the recent gains. And so this is a nice, healthy pullback. A lot of the speculative froth is being shaken loose right now, and that's very healthy in a bull market.
So, Steve, if you take a step back in uranium, understanding that the stocks have been on a big run and now the uranium price is starting to play catch up here, what's going to be the next sign for you that the next leg higher is coming? Is it going to be continued stock leading, or is it going to be the actual uranium price trending higher or continuing to trend higher?
Yeah, I think the next catalyst on the fundamental side will be a resumption of the long-term contracting cycle with nuclear utilities. That may be starting to happen right now, but when we start hearing more and more of that, I think that's probably the next big catalyst for the sector.
All right, Steve, we'll wrap it up here. It's always interesting chatting with you, and I really appreciate all the charts that you share with us. Again, those are all posted below, and we're going to be chatting with Steve in another couple weeks, following up on some of these charts, and who knows, hopefully starting to see some more breakouts to the upside. But I think the one takeaway continues to be for precious metals, they need to hold some of these levels that they've been trading at just to set up some more, maybe enthusiasm or some more interest in a run higher, rather than simply breaking down. Steve, thanks as always for your time, buddy. We'll chat in another couple weeks. Have a great rest of your week.
Thanks, guys.